This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, hold on though. I tell people all the time about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. This is the only thing that rivals that, the only one scoop drink mix that I'm obsessed with. And actually, I'm probably a freak. Can you have too many vitamins and minerals?
Yes.
You can? Well, I made it this far, so I think I'm doing all right somehow.
But it's you have to like take a lot.
So it's hard to, how about 8,000% of vitamin B12?
Yeah, that's good. You peed up.
I mean, that's what you got in Coeylite here.
Yeah.
What else do we have here? Ooh, the iodine.
Yeah.
See? From kelp. A great source for iodine. The magnesium. It's a small dose, but a lot of people are magnesium deficient.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're getting cramps and stuff, mm-hmm. you probably need more magnesium. Plus the potassium. There's potassium in here as well. Again, a small dosage, but it's just like, it's so great.
It has all the vitamins that you need.
And I love this.
It has the proprietary blends like
that's
energy.
That's what I love. I love the NAC. People don't know the power of NAC mm-hmm. that's in here. It's just, they just don't get it.
CoQ10.
Yep.
Ginseng. Guronic acid, everything. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol, which helps with DNA repair.
Oh my gosh!
It has everything. It has quercetin.
That's right. Zinc.
Yeah. So Coeylite, we have it in the peach mango and the orange. And it's
L-glutathione. I mean, this thing mm-hmm. is just.
It's amazing.
This thing is just packed.
When we put that together, and they told us that if we were to carry it in a pill, it would be like 10 pills. So we had to put it in a powder. So you know what I do?
Yeah.
You pull it up. We have something
I know what
right
you're saying.
Now. We call a triple tripledemic drink. You understand what I'm saying? You have Coeylite. We take pox defense. Put a few like 3 pox defense for monkeypox, Coeylite, and then Vera Immune Plus. Put it in a bottle and mix it. We call it's like I mix that and I drink it every day. And
yeah,
that is
I'm the same way. I do so many of these health drinks. I'm like I'm crazy. People think I'm nuts, but
mm-hmm.
hey, I'm living a healthy lifestyle. I don't get sick. I'd love, have you ever been to Brazil?
No.
It's probably my second favorite country outside of America. I don't know if I'd go there now with those dirty commies running it. They have guarana drinks.
Guarana, yes.
It's like the biggest thing is the guarana drink.
Yes.
You learn that when you go there. You can't find it.
Guarana is a natural occurring caffeine.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this thing so amazing.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to one of the people. I think I think it was Roger Stone. I didn't know what brain fog was till I took Coeylite. I was like, it's like, I want more, So it's a great drink. And it's like all your vitamins and then all the minerals. And then, of course, all your what you need to deal with all these RNA viruses.
And the legendary Coeylite commercial that we made.
Let's not forget.
Coupon code Alex at checkout, drstellamd.com. You'll get a discount.
Yes.
Look, get your immune system prepared or just get a great healthy drink that tastes great and is good for you with Coeylite. I never go without it. I got it.
Yeah, this is my daily
auto ship.
And guess what? I've not been sick in all 4 years.
I haven't
Everybody
been
has,
sick either.
Yes,
I got sick. Maybe I got COVID or they poisoned me when I was in jail in D.C. in December 2019. But that's the only time I've really ever been sick in like... since I had maybe mono in high school or something.
And then we have the Sarracenia purpura, which is a herbal, this thing for pox or monkey pox that we did. It's from pitcher plant. It's something that they did in the days, in the Indians used to use it to deal with smallpox. So when we take the drink and we add it, people can pretty much be healthy. Like I said, we're under attack physically, spiritually, mentally, and I want people to be prepared spiritually, mentally, be prepared medically. Get the prescriptions on the website, get hydroxychloroquine into your medicine cabinet, keep it there, make sure that something happens, you know what to do, and get the vitamins and minerals that you need, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, Sarracenia purpura. Go to drstellamd.com. Just try and be prepared. We call it the trifecta pandemic. People are taking it in liquid. Some people take it in a drink.
Get the good stuff.
Get it, not
the vaccines that kill your immune system.
And stay healthy and
build your immune system. All right, guys, put the new healthy. Biden. I thought I would scoop her on it, but she already saw it. She tricked me. She said she had to see. She tricked me. There's 39 Bidens, and now there's a new one with a Trump hat, guys. As we go to break, we'll come back with news. There's the new Biden. He's 6'9" with new earlobes, and there he is in a Trump hat. How about that?
That's so crazy.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's always great to have my friend and a hero, Dr. Stella Emanuel, in studio. Let me tell you what else we got coming up. There's Joe Biden in the MAGA hat. I do wonder, the videos that we've seen, it just appears to be him just putting it on. So I don't know what really led up to this. And it broke right before we went on air. But maybe Joe Biden was watching the debate last night and said, "You know what? I'm on the Trump train. I saw Kamala Harris's debate performance. I think I'm Trump now," said Joe Biden. You know, the one zinger Trump had last night, I'll tell you a secret. Joe Biden, he hates her, okay? Hates her. Probably. I mean, she called him a racist during the 2020 debate, so, you know. That's Democrat Party politics for you. So we're actually going to be going. You know, this is such an interesting development now. And Trump forced it into the mainstream consciousness, talking about the Haitians in Ohio, because that's not mainstream news. They're not covering that. Well, now they are. And it is real. They're are multiple points of evidence that we have. I got police reports today. We got police audio today, phone calls. I mean, we've shown you the pictures. We've shown you the city council meetings when the people show up. So, yeah, there's overwhelming evidence. And then Kamala Harris just cackles and says, "That's not true." And David Muir is like, "Of course, everybody knows that's not true." Well, everybody knows it is true that's paying attention. But see, that's what's so crazy. Now, Mark Lamont Hill, a well-known leftist BLM liberal type, and he gets platformed all the time on mainstream news. And so it's just like Angela Rye. And so that's the problem. People like Angela Rye and Mark Lamont Hill don't actually have to earn it because, hey, I'm black, I just have to show up and talk. So they can be ignorant and still get hired by a CNN or still get sell books because they're a black liberal. You know, as long as they toe the Democrat Party line as a black person, then they can be lazy and they don't have to earn their keep. They just have to show up and be black. And so here's a perfect example from Mark Lamont Hill. "She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison is the wildest thing I've ever heard in any debate ever." So Mark Lamont Hill clearly doesn't do his research and doesn't realize that on multiple occasions in a print questionnaire and in a interview, Kamala Harris did indeed say that she would support transgender operations for illegal immigrants who are in prison. That is a Kamala Harris policy officially as of 2019, said not just once in an interview, but then printed again in an ACLU questionnaire. And he just comes on here, oh my gosh, Trump just said the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever heard, that Kamala Harris wants to support transgender surgeries for illegal aliens in prisons, except it's real. So yes, that is the craziest thing you've ever heard, not because Trump said it, because Kamala Harris supported it. But you'd vote for Kamala Harris. That's the thing, because you're a low-information voter, or perhaps in this case, a no-information voter, actually, for the sake of this. And so, see, that's what we're up against. And then the same thing happens. And that's it. Kamala Harris is the diversity hire. Angela Rye is the diversity hire. Mark Lamont Hill is the diversity hire. And you know, Mark Lamont Hill might be a bright guy. He might have potential. Same with Angela Rye. But they don't have to reach it. They get to show up and collect a paycheck because they're the diversity hires. So they can be lazy. And they can go on air and say there's no such thing as a black Trump supporter. And they can go on their X account and say Kamala Harris doesn't support transgender surgery for illegal aliens. And they are just 100% wrong. No information takes. But they'll never get fired. Nobody will stop giving them book deals. Nobody will stop inviting them on the shows. Because they're black liberals. So they don't have to be informed. They just have to show up and be black. Same with Kamala Harris. She laughs. She's black now. She used to be, you know, Indian. Whatever it is. We got a little clip on that, too. And so she cackles. Oh, my gosh. You're spreading the lie that there's Haitians eating geese and pets in Ohio. But it's actually happening. And so we're actually going to go to Springfield, Ohio with a guest coming up in about 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss that. But you know what? Since I mentioned it, here's Kamala Harris talking about her Indian heritage. How about that in clip 20?
I come from a long line of tough, trailblazing and phenomenal women. My grandmother would go into villages in India because she was Indian and lived in India, and she would go to the villages in India. It was a famous story in our family. My grandfather would say she was going to be the end of his career, but my grandmother would go into the villages with a bullhorn, talking with the women about the need to have access to reproductive.
What a load of scum! This is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
So there you go. So this guy's just a funny comedian who makes fun of her for being Indian and then black. But see, Kamala Harris comes from a long line of strong Indian women. But then they just make her mother disappear. Wow. You're really showing pride in your family there, aren't you, Kamala? All right. The crew just brought me the story. I'm going to have to dig into it more so I can properly deliver it to you. But another issue that came up last night was Kamala basically denied meeting with Putin. But it's actually worse than her just meeting with Putin. It looks like, the deep state, the military industrial complex, it just runs deep. And Kamala Harris can posture herself as anti this or pro that, depending on which way the wind blows. But it appears like the timing of her meeting with Zelensky and Putin and then the war starting is almost unbelievable. So that's why I'm going to have to look at this. They just brought me this. What about this in clip 20? David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2020 versus David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2024, clip 21.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff. As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, just look at the history to know where people stand.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order, Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Great. Many things you can't.
Let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe,
instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We've got a constitution.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. So as the head of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, I'm very excited to tell you that as of today, we are closing the gun show loophole. Basically, we are requiring that anybody who sells guns as a dealer has to do background checks. And what we know is this is going to save lives. So it's an important step forward. We got more to do. We need to pass an assault weapons ban. We need red flag laws and universal background checks. But good news to report today. Take care.
Hmm. So that's interesting.
Want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books.
Oh. So how many clips is that now, guys? I think 6 or 7 clips that we've just played today of Kamala saying she'd ban assault weapons. But last night she said she never said it didn't happen. Because she relies on low or no information voters. But, you know, that's funny. You go back and you listen to cackling Kamala in 2020, dropping out, didn't get a single delegate in the race, was polling at 0%, so had to drop out, gets 0 votes, and then becomes the nominee. It's an incredible path for Kamala. Democrats have an incredible ability to fall upward, to fail forward. Like Joe Biden falls upstairs. Joe Biden calling out Kamala Harris on the 2020 debate platform that you can't ban guns. We have a constitution and a bill of rights. And cackling Kamala just says, yes, we can. Wow. I mean, we have certainly come a long way since then, haven't we? And then you got Joe Biden putting on the Trump hat today. So maybe that's why. You know, maybe Joe Biden is like, you know what? I kind of don't want Kamala Harris to ban assault weapons, actually. I'm going to vote for Trump. I wonder where Hunter stands on all of this. Still curious. So this is how it goes afterwards. A woman is asked about the debate, Trump or Harris, clip 22.
Was actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
When facts come to facts, well said. Yeah, when facts come to facts, Democrats destroy. So everybody realizes that. By the way, we've played a ton of these kind of focus group deals where it's MSNBC or CNN. And we're talking about all middle-aged women mostly that are supposed to be voting Democrat, and they're all saying that they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris and that they prefer Donald Trump. And it's all battleground states, by the way. That's in Pennsylvania. We had it in Michigan. We had it in Wisconsin. So again, we're not up against Harris. She's a joke. She's a clown. She doesn't have any real support. We're up against voter fraud. We're up against election fraud. We're up against the deep state. We're up against a criminal political class. And I just don't know how much the debate really impacts anything as much as clearing the voter rolls of the illegals, clearing the voter rolls of non-citizens, making sure they can't vote. I mean, really, you need to stop the mail-in ballots altogether, but you got that going on too. So monitoring the drop boxes, which we do know is happening. But, you know, on the gun issue, this is such a common sense thing to me. And it's now Anna Kasparian on the Young Turks, and she just totally gets it. And so how people don't understand this common sense is beyond me. So let's just even remove the Second Amendment from the conversation here. Well, I mean, really, it always comes into play. It's the right to self-defense. So I guess you can't really remove it because it's you have a right to defend yourself. You have an inherent right to defend yourself. given to you from God, not the government, from God. And the government's supposed to protect that right. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. Some might call it treason. So, now, this is on top of seeing these Haitian gangs taking over hotels, taking over apartment complexes in Colorado and Texas, Chicago, and they have guns. And so the Democrats want to pass bills, and they have in some states. If you're driving in your car, okay, you can have a gun. But your gun has to be in a locked compartment, and then it has to be separated from the magazine and separated from the ammo that have to be in separate locked compartments. So if somebody comes up to you and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your car, all you have to do is ask them politely, hey, can I have 5 minutes to grab my firearm and defend myself? And I'm sure they'll oblige. Of course, that's moronic. But that's what the Democrats want you to do. If you're a woman and you're driving downtown, driving in a bad area, whatever, late at night, somebody breaks into your car, tries to kidnap you. Boy, gee golly, I have a gun to defend myself, but the Democrats made me put it in a lockbox and separate the ammo from the gun, so I guess I'm getting raped tonight. Thanks, Democrats. So Anna Kasparian gets it. And so here's what she tells Jank Yogurt. Just common sense in clip one.
So what's the FBI supposed to do?
Okay, hold on. You can't make an arrest there because other than making the threats, he hasn't done anything
wrong
yet.
The threat is a crime. It's a terroristic threat.
Okay, but, okay, sure.
But you have to have it locked in a locker that is not in your house, that is in a facility somewhere else, okay?
I disagree.
Yeah, I know.
I disagree, Cenk.
I know. Okay.
Okay, but Cenk. Okay, look, you and I have a lot of these private conversations. So let me just ask you publicly, okay? As a Californian, as an Angeleno, you know full well that right now there is a huge problem with what Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, has dubbed crime tourism, where people are literally coming here from other countries, okay? They're flying here on short-term visas. They're committing crimes, including invading people's homes to rob them as they are in their homes, okay? And what are people supposed to do if there are people coming in fully armed, ready to rob them, threatening their lives? They're not allowed to have a weapon to defend themselves in their own home. They have to have it locked away in a lockbox in some other location. That makes no sense.
No, Anna, it doesn't make sense because we're already in an ocean of weapons.
What does that have to do with the policy, you jackass? So, again, this is just common sense. Like, How are people's brains so broken? Do you ever wonder that? How are people's brains so broken? But hey, let's entertain Anna's question because I just answered it. Anna, a woman, I don't know, I think she's married. I don't know. Let's say Anna lives alone in Aurora, Colorado, and she's at home watching Netflix on a Tuesday night. And a Venezuelan gang member shows up at the front door with a gun. Well, golly gee, she's been disarmed by the Democrats. Her gun is in a safe in a different location. Maybe they want to come in and kidnap her or rape her. And her gun is not there because the Democrats said you have to store your gun off-site. Well, gee, what does that do? So Anna says, well, what am I supposed to do when that happens? Well, don't you know, Anna? Don't you know this is the Democrat Party logic? All you have to do is ask the rapist if you can just get in your car, drive to the safe, and come back and deal with them. I'm sure they'll oblige. How do the Democrats defend this logically? So no laws have stopped a mass shooting. Have you noticed that? The next school shooter, unfortunately, is not going to be stopped by a law. There is no law that a Democrat can write today or tomorrow or the next day that is going to stop the next school shooter. It's just true. Have any laws in the city of Chicago, go ahead, pull up the numbers. What do you guys think this weekend in Chicago? I'll say over under 3 dead, 15 shot. no laws can stop the gun violence in Chicago. It still happens every day. There is not a law a Democrat can pass today, tomorrow, yesterday that's going to stop the next school shooter. Not going to happen. You know what is going to stop the next school shooter? A good guy with a gun. And if you separate the good guy with a gun from his gun, what do you have now? The next school shooter. Why is this logic lost on Democrats? How about that? I got that one exactly right. I'm too good at this. It's actually really sad. 3 dead, 22 shot. How is this lost on the Democrats? But see, that's what I'm saying. Looks like it was actually 4. It's in the over now. But see, that's why you have a right to self-defense. Because it's common sense. It's common sense. We need gun safety. So you, Joe America, put your gun in a safe and separate it from the ammo in the magazine and have it off-site because that's gun safety. Oh, yeah, because the criminal and the rapist and the burglar and the home invader and the gang member, they're going to take that law into consideration, I'm sure. No, actually, they're going to see that and they're going to know law-abiding citizens are now disarmed and soft targets. How is this lost? Why are people's brains so broken? Or do they just really live in this la-la land? And maybe that's what it is. They just live in this la-la land of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and, you know, men or women and trans kids and it's all fun. They don't live in the real world. By the way, this is what she was talking about, crime tourism. Here's a report about crime tourism, clip 3.
Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell is live in Van Nuys with more on the arrests and what investigators call crime tourism. Josh.
And Philip and Colleen, this is the business behind me. It is now shut down. It appears to be a car rental company, but they were not interested in renting cars to you or I, but criminals from South America. 6 defendants under arrest in Los Angeles for coordinating a nationwide crime tourism operation involving an L.A. rental car business with locations in Van Nuys and in Panorama City. But the dealerships only rented cars to criminals flying in from South America, mainly Chile, coming here to commit home and business burglaries, thefts, and other crimes.
Crime tourists would go to this car rental business. There they'd be provided with a vehicle. They would also be directed, since many of them were not familiar with the country, to where to go to commit acts of crime and theft.
Yeah. And so they make this whole concept like, oh my gosh, the wild, wild west. Oh my gosh, people having guns. Well, actually, it was a lot safer. You had a lot less crime back then because you knew if you tried to commit a crime or go into someone's house or assault somebody, they're going to pull a gun out and blow you away. But now everybody's a soft target, so criminals know it, and crime is skyrocketing. But hey, maybe you can ask the criminal nicely, can I please go grab my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and put the ammo in the magazine and then put it in the gun? Can you just give me 5 minutes to do that, please? I'm sure the criminal will listen and oblige.
The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does and again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost-effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the Wellness Company and OnlineHealthNow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That, to me, is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is OnlineHealthNow.com. One word, OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Now, last night, Trump forced this story into the mainstream. And what's funny is now we have other videos from people in Springfield, Ohio, and then police reports. This issue has actually been going on for months, but nobody's been really covering it. I mean, we've covered it here. And then it really went viral after that city commission meeting. And then it got even more viral after a couple of reporters went out there and got some eyewitnesses. Taylor Hansen has gone out there and just done a great job talking to people that live there. He's joining me now from Springfield, Ohio, where this happened. And so last night, though, Taylor, I think Donald Trump forced this into the mainstream. And when he brought up the Haitians in Ohio eating the pets, the geese, whatever it is that's going on. And look, we have the images, we have the videos, we have the police records, we have police phone calls, we have the eyewitness accounts. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming here. But okay, I'll throw it all out the window, and I'll just pretend like I'm a low-information Democrat or a no-information Democrat that like Kamala Harris, thinks that the whole thing is fake news and cackles about it. You've been there for 24 hours. I think I've seen you've done at least 3, 4, 5 interviews. I mean, I've lost count. You've been just pumping them out all day. What have you witnessed? What have you seen? What are the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying, Taylor Hansen?
The best way to summarize it is mass amounts of outrage from locals. And not even while I'm interviewing people. I mean, the interviews that I publish, they speak for themselves. A woman finding a decapitated pig head in Snyder Park, which is where these Haitians are apparently going and snatching up these geese and then using them. The locals seem to think it's more on the side for, you know, voodooistic rituals, as that is the kind of predominant religion that is practiced in Haiti. But, I mean, it is true. Everything that I've been documenting, I mean, I'm talking to the locals. These locals have no reason to lie in my mind. And, you know, when you do an interview with somebody, if they, you know, hesitate, you know, sometimes they, when I talk to people on the street, they go, well, let me think about that answer. With these locals, you don't get that. They have these answers right there in their brain because they've seen this stuff firsthand. And that woman, that interview that you just briefly popped on screen, I mean, she was the one that found the decapitated pig head. She said she doesn't leave her home without a pit bull and a handgun nowadays because of the crime that's taking place. Her car rate insurance has skyrocketed, and I've heard this countless times, because there are crashes from Haitians every single day that are happening on the roads of Springfield, and most of them aren't even insured. And, you know, it doesn't even stop there. You know, it continues to sexual assault, to using the bathrooms in public, to using display toilets in, you know, local community stores. I mean, I've never heard or seen anything like this in my entire life. And then, you know, last night at the debate, the moderator, if you could even call him that, he says, oh, no, you know, we talked to the city officials. They say none of this is happening. But while I'm on the ground here, he's saying that I'm talking to these locals and they're saying, no, this is happening. We need help here. And this is literally they're all blaming it directly on the Biden administration because they are the ones that have given them protected status here in Ohio.
Well, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some sort of an expert on local government, let's say, power and infrastructure. But the city manager, he said officials, but the only person they could cite was a city manager. And from my understanding, the city manager is more in charge of infrastructure projects, bridges, streets, roads. They're not going into police reports. They're not going into local communities to find out what might be going on. They're just, you know, roads and grids and maps and stuff like that. So, I mean, okay, it's not officials. They had one guy, a city manager. So this whole thing is blown up in their face now. No doubt. They all have egg on their face. And, you know, here's what it is. When we talk about the geese, it's like an American thing. You go to a park, there's geese, there's ducks. People like to feed them. It's just part of our culture. It's part of our thing. We got geese. We got ducks at our parks. You go to a park in Brazil, they have capybaras. They go, they like to hang out with the capybaras. They're all sitting around hopping in the lakes. So it's like if somebody comes up and starts doing that, that's like an affront to our culture. That's an affront to American culture to go kill these geese, kill these ducks. But they don't know any better. They're not assimilated to our culture. They eat animals in Haiti. They see an animal running around, they hunt it down to eat it. And so they just get dropped in the middle of Ohio and they bring this third world culture. They just see a goose. They're like, oh, that's my next meal.
Yeah, well, and it's insane because the amount of money that they're receiving in EBT as well. I mean, the amount of locals that have complained to me that, one, they can't find jobs because they're being replaced by these Haitian workers that are coming in. And two, whenever they go to Walmart, if it's on a day where their EBT cards get refreshed and they get this money again in their account, they literally, these Haitians are going and they have 5 to 15 in a single house. So they're going and they're quite literally clearing out Walmart and people can't even buy groceries here if it's that time of month. So they all have to rush to Walmart when they know that the Haitians, their EBT cards are kind of refreshing and they're kind of out of money for the meantime. And it even goes to the extent that landlords are literally trying to aggressively buy out American citizens' houses here in Springfield, Ohio, so that they can then sell them to the Haitians and then have 5 to 15 Haitians living in one house because they know that they can get paid more for renting or selling a house to these Haitians. And you see it. I mean, I am in the South Side, which is where the predominantly Haitian population is. And you walk outside and it's nothing but Haitians. You don't really see any white people in this area. And it's crazy because the city has recently they spent $2.5 million. And you go down where the city hall is at, it is a beautiful place. and it's predominantly white folks. You have some Haitians kind of intermingled with them, but the architecture is beautiful. Everything about it is gorgeous. But then you literally drive outside just a few miles to the south side, and I don't want to compare it to slums. I've definitely seen, you know, much worse conditions, but the houses are breaking down. The houses are decaying. You know, people are Haitians are literally sitting there with five cars in their driveway, multiple of them wrecked. And this is just a normal thing out here. So it extends so much farther. And there's a culture clash that we're seeing out here that, you know, I've talked to so many locals and they're saying, no, like these people need to assimilate to American culture. But instead, our city officials are telling us that we need to be accepting of their culture and allow them to be who they are. And they need to be able to practice their culture here, which is absolutely madness. You know, immigrants historically have come to America because they want to be a part of American culture, because our culture is superior. We are a civilized society. But then when you throw in 20,000 people in an area that in a civilized society, in a civilized culture, and they start snatching geese up at parks, and they start driving you know, these cars and wrecking them on a daily basis. They don't have insurance, and it's just hurting locals around them because they're crashing into them, skyrocketing their insurance rates. The police aren't really able to do anything about it because they don't have insurance. And I've seen this before reporting on illegal immigration. You know, in Colony Ridge, it's basically a city of illegal immigrants in Houston, Texas, pretty close to where you guys are at in InfoWars. And there is
that's the new development project. That's the new development project they built, and it's nothing but the non-citizens, right?
Exactly. Well, and they all drive around. They don't have driver's licenses. They don't have insurance, and they get in car accidents every single day. And then, you know, Texas DPS will roll up on them and say, oh, well, you know, maybe you can show up to court this day. And then they don't show up to court, and there's nothing they can do. So this is exactly what you're starting to see kind of manifest here in Springfield, Ohio. And multiple of the locals that I've actually had this discussion with, they feel like they're being treated as second class or even worse than that citizens. I mean, they are being prioritized at the very bottom. And we're now prioritizing, at least the city is, illegal immigrants over actual American citizens. So it's absolutely crazy out here. And the fact that mainstream media isn't willing to come out here and actually do the groundwork, talk to the locals and discuss what's going on and actually investigate, that's all people need to know.
Well, of course they're not. They're not going to the middle America. They're not going to these communities that aren't big cities or coastal cities. That's all they care about. They don't care about the middle Americans. But you know, you just hit on the biggest issue here. And this is what needs to be, the average American needs to understand this and really think about this when they vote. An illegal immigrant, an illegal criminal border crosser, is now the number one priority of the U.S. government. Now, you can get into the whys. Do they want voters? Do they want to collapse the economy? Whatever it is. That's a fact. If you want to drive a car, you have to get insurance and you have to have a license. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then the laws don't apply to you. If you're an American citizen, you need to have money for a down payment and a good credit score. Not if you're an illegal immigrant. So let's focus on that with Taylor Hansen, our guest, who's in Springfield doing the work, not like David Muir, a Democrat hack, a bum.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices, where I got the biggest crowds in, so you had a great experience, you want to come back 100 times, and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time, you get treated right, I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
How long have you been a resident of Springfield, Ohio?
75 years.
75 years.
I've lived in my home 48 years.
Wow, okay. And we kind of had briefly spoken off camera about insurance issues. I mean, literally a beater car driving by with his wheel about to fall off as we're talking. And problems with, you know, people driving out here, how it's dangerous, people are getting into crashes. Can you speak on that a little bit and your experience with it?
Well, I mean, we have maybe 3 to 4 a day, every day.
Crashes a day?
Of Haitians. Yeah, of Haitians. That's not even Americans. That's Haitians. And our insurance rates have went sky high because of it, because of our zip code. I've never, in 60 years of driving, I have never had a ticket. Had one accident when I came off an exit ramp one time in the wintertime. I slid on ice, and it was only my car. And that was like 15 years ago. I couldn't find insurance last week when I called around. 4 hours it took me to call around and get insurance.
You think that's because it's such a high-risk area when it comes to the accidents?
It's a high-risk area. Absolutely. They had raised my insurance $200.
This last go-around?
Yes, in just 6 months. I got raised $200, but I pay every 6 months. And
all right, so you're just seeing part of Taylor Hansen's interview there, and he's got a lot of them. There's going to be more coming. Go to his X account, Taylor Hansen USA, and you can see all his work and more to come. And by the way, maybe we'll get to this in a second. It's good that you are still on X because you have been censored from YouTube. So that's a whole nother story. We don't need to go down that lane today, but it's good that you're on X because you just had your stuff pulled down from YouTube. But this is what we were going to the break with, and it's the most important thing to me. Clearly, it's not for debate. The policy shows it. The execution shows it. It's right in front of our face. Non-citizens, illegal, alien, criminal border crossers are the number one priority of our current government. They get more welfare than Americans. I mean, they get their whole lives for free. They get to break the law. Americans don't. I mean, the laws don't apply to illegal immigrants, and they get more welfare than any other American citizen gets now. So the message is clear. Illegal alien, criminal border crossers are the most important priority for our government. I mean, like you were saying, the people in Springfield are outraged. They're offended by this. Every American should be.
No, you're completely right. Well, and we've seen it time and time again. It's not just here in Springfield, Ohio, that they're being prioritized. I mean, look at New York City. They're literally taking over hotels. They're assaulting police officers. And then when they get released with no bail, they're flipping off the cameras and fleeing to other states. They're cooking rats on shopping carts in public. They're getting EBT cards out there. I mean, they've completely taken over New York City. The same thing is happening in the hotels in Chicago. And then you look at Colorado and Aurora, Colorado. You have Trend Aragua, a Venezuelan gang, which is also in New York City, quite literally taking over apartment complexes with no repercussions. And the police and the local officials, just like here in Springfield, are actually saying, oh, no, this isn't happening. There's no evidence it's happening. And then you have actual reporters that want to do on the ground work, go and investigate. And it shows the complete opposite. It is happening. I mean, in San Francisco, the Hondurans are quite literally setting up fencing operations. The local gangs go and steal and shut down these local operated businesses. They steal all the goods. They sell them to the Hondurans. And then the Hondurans sell them on the streets. And you have the same thing going on in Texas. I mean, this is a nationwide issue. And the closer that we get to election season, this has been nearly 4 years of open borders, and now we're starting to see the repercussions. You have American citizens being murdered. You have American citizens being raped. It's affecting our economy. It's affecting every facet of life. And if it's affecting a small town in Ohio, what makes people think that their city isn't next? I mean, it's ignorant to say that every state is not a border state now. I mean, even I live in Utah, and I see the repercussions of what they call them as the new Americans. That's the new inclusive term that the government is using for these people. I mean, people can't afford insurance. People are getting crashed into. People are literally dying. And the government is actually just like, oh, yeah, let's just prioritize these illegal immigrants over American citizens. And let's not even address the fentanyl crisis, which is literally a direct cause of the cartels that we refuse to deal with that are then funneling these illegal immigrants in. And then the NGOs are being paid and federally subsidized by the government. So the government is in on this point. I mean, this is the government's fault. It is the intentional planning and destruction of America. And you can't really say anything otherwise than that with all the evidence that's been presented. And today, you know, speaking of accidents and the insurance rates, later on, literally right after this, I'm in the middle of editing a video compilation. I just did a sit-down interview with Anthony Harris. He was the guy that went viral at the city council meeting talking about the accidents and the Haitians grabbing the ducks and cutting their heads off. I sat down with him today and did an interview, and I have a bunch of crashes that he's documented. He is out there documenting 3 to 4 Haitian crashes a day in this small town of Springfield, Ohio. And I want to be releasing some of that crash footage. But we have literally a two-tier justice system. And for some reason, I don't know why, the government seems to love illegal immigrants and hate the American citizens.
By the way, it's 100% true. Because I actually talked to the gang member drug dealers in prison. The Mexican cartels work with the United States gangs to bring in the fentanyl. And they don't bring in to sell the fentanyl. They bring it in mass. I mean, huge fentanyl shipments. And then they lace all their other drugs with them to make their other drugs stronger so that they can get a bigger profit. I mean, you know, you're sitting in prison. These guys find out you're a reporter or whatever. They want to tell you their story. So, I mean, they gave me all the details. 100% that's what's going on. 100% the cartels are bringing it in and then getting it to the other gangs here in the U.S. that are then lacing their products with it and selling it. So, you know, a lot of them do end up in prison, but it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop the flow. And so, wow, okay, so you sat down with the guy from that viral video. You know, look. I have nothing against Haitians for existing. It's really sad what's been done to their country. Their country's been looted by people like the Clinton Global Initiative. And so it's really sad what's happened there. It's truly one of the worst countries, third world hellhole. The average Haitian IQ is like 65, okay? So when they come here and they get these – I don't know. Do we know how they're getting cars? I mean, my point is – it's not surprising that they're running into walls, running into fences, running into street lamps, running into each other. I mean, folks, these people are almost literally retarded. And so they're just given these vehicles. They can't even drive them. How do they even get the cars?
So it depends on the car dealership. But from what leads I've uncovered, I mean, at least, you know, I'll refer to what was going on in Houston, how the illegals were getting the cars there, is they dropped all credit requirements and they say, hey, you give us $500 to $1,500 down and you just make a monthly payment, we'll give you any car you want. And that's exactly what was happening there. And that seems to be what's happening here. And, you know, I haven't verified this lead yet, but I've heard this countless times from people on the ground that they're quite literally, these car salesmen from a few dealerships in town are going with these Haitians to the bank. And then the bank is making sure that the loan will be approved. And then they work through it with the bank and then they get whatever car they want. And, you know, they are literally crashing these cars almost immediately. And you can't even blame the Haitians at this point because it's the people that are bringing them over here and giving them all these things that they don't literally understand. I mean, they were throwing them into a brand new car. The driving test, you know, is basically done in a different language. They don't actually really have to physically take the same driving test Americans do. And a lot of them don't even have licenses or insurance. They just buy a car. They're not required to when they actually buy a car from a car dealership. Most, I mean, every single car dealership in America, if it's an American citizen buying a car, it has to be insured when it leaves the lot with you. That is not the thing that is going on when these Haitians are buying cars. So they're buying a car, they're having the requirements dropped that normal Americans would have to go through, and then getting that car without insurance and then crashing into people that have insurance, and then the only people that suffer are American citizens in the end.
Well, and then the insurance provider raises its rates, as you've documented. You know, this is a huge lead for you. I'm sure you'll be following up on it because we already know that the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayers, are subsidizing housing for these people, helping them buy houses or stay in hotels or apartments, whatever the case may be. So, but it sounds like the trail you're on here, they're subsidizing them to get cars. I mean, that's what that is. They're using whatever money they're getting for their welfare to buy cars. So again, like, oh, the car dealerships love it. We're moving all these cars off the lot. They don't give a damn if they wreck it the next day. And by the way, they pulled up the policy. If you're a non-citizen, thanks to Obama and DACA, all you need is car insurance. You don't need a proof of citizenship. You don't need a license. You don't need any documentation. I mean, for you, you have to have two forms of proof of residence and two forms of an ID and car insurance, but not if you're a non-citizen, of course. I mean, folks, if you get pulled over, you drink two beers, you're going to lose your license for like 2 years even, or you're going to have to pay huge insurance rates. Oh, but if you're an illegal that can't read and is not a citizen, don't worry, we got a car for you.
No, it's insane. One thing I'd like to touch on before the segment ends is it goes.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're almost out of time, so just hold that right there. We'll come back. We'll give you a full. We got 5 minutes after this, so we won't make you rush out your answer here. Taylor Hansen, actually on the ground in Springfield, Ohio. You know, the Democrats say it's not going on. No, they're literally scooping up geese from the park and cooking them on the open barbecue. I mean, so there you go.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus, or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.